Fans, we have a special segment coming up brought to us by Volvo Cars of Walnut Creek and Nation's Giant Hamburgers. This past winter, Bill King, legendary Bay Area broadcaster, received the highest honor given to a baseball broadcaster when he received the Ford C. Frick Award for Excellence in Broadcasting from the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Bill King began his career behind the mic during World War II with the Armed Forces Radio Network, recreating games for the troops. Bill brought games to life with his lively phrases and use of language, perhaps best remembered for the exclamation, "Holy Toledo!" when a particularly wild event happened. Bill began his Bay Area career in 1958, joining Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons on the original Giants broadcast. Over his six-decade career, Bill described the action of the championship seasons of the Warriors, Raiders, and Athletics. Bill King meant the world to me. When I started my show in 1998, he was always there to give me encouragement, but most of all, respect for the work I was doing, interviewing those connected to the game while chronicling the oral history of baseball on a daily basis. Bill's door was always open to me. He was a dear friend, and I miss him every time I walk into the ballpark. His passing in 2005 was one of my saddest days, but what a life he lived. Bill's love of opera and ballet. Bill was an accomplished and wonderful artist, an expert in Russian history, a voracious reader, and an accomplished sailor. Those were just some of his loves away from the park. I'm thrilled to play for you some of my conversations with Bill over the years. Just hearing his voice makes my day. He never wasted a word, and his use of language is unsurpassed. Now here's Bill King talking some baseball with me. Holy Toledo!
Yeah, it was very interesting. It was in a different time in 1944. Without going into details, I was just a high school kid, but through some fortunate circumstances, had the opportunity to sit in a box seat for all six games of the 1944 World Series between the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Browns. And it seemed to us in those days that the field was just swarming with people, with media types and so on before the game, but by comparison with the hordes of media people today, it was only a drop in the bucket. But there was virtually no security. People had to have press badges and credentials, but nobody seemed to be checking them. And after a couple of games, my friend and I said, "Geez, let's see if we can go down on the field." Because people are just milling all over the place. They're talking with players. And lo and behold, we do. And I wandered over toward the Cardinals' dugout. They were just beginning to stream out before pregame drills and so on. They had a bullpen catcher named Bob Keeley, whom I was very well aware of. I was an avid follower of the Cardinals and the Cubs at the time. And I was a would-be catcher in semi-pro and high school baseball and trying to soak up anything I could garner. And so I went over and introduced myself to him. He was playing catch with somebody, and he was very gracious. We talked, and I told him I was a catcher, and I asked him some specific questions, and he was very accommodating. And lo and behold, pretty soon, Mort Cooper came walking out. Mort Cooper was one of the dominating all-star pitchers of that time, a 22-game winner on a couple of occasions, and much regarded in pitching at that time. And he started playing catch with Mort, and we continued to talk. And finally he said, "Hey, you want to catch a little bit?" And I said, "Are you serious?" And he said, "Sure." He handed me his mitt, and Mort Cooper and I were out there. Mort had started the first game of the World Series playing catch before this. I think it was either the third or the fourth game of the World Series. And finally Mort had to go on elsewhere, and my buddy and I gave the glove back to Bob Keeley, and off we went back to our seats to watch the ballgame.
The Cooper family, interesting family in St. Louis Cardinal history.
Well, Mort and Walker were a brother battery, and they were both all-stars. Walker was a big man for his time as far as stature. He was 6 feet four. There weren't many catchers of that size. And Mort was a dominating pitcher, as I noted. Walker was an outstanding defensive catcher and a very solid hitter, and had a lengthy career. After the great Cardinal teams, he went to several other ball clubs before finally retiring as a player. Mort, on the other hand, went the other way. Mort was a guy who loved the high life. He loved the booze. He loved the ladies. And the only thing he hated in the world was a good night's sleep. And Mort Cooper had several dominating seasons, but in the course of about 3 years, his career plummeted. And eventually, he died in a sort of pauperish state. And his trail over the last 8 or 10 years of his life is not one that you'd like to review. It was real tough going, and it's something he brought on himself.
A kid on the field at the World Series, warming up, having a catch with Mort Cooper. Anything better than that?
I can't think of it right now. Give me a little time, but I don't think I will.